Hey, this is Gray Cook, and welcome to Gray Cook Radio, where I talk with my favorite publisher about the questions that we've generated from our work.
Gray, we're starting to get a handle on mobility and stability and understanding the differences and the needs for both. But in movement, and maybe other places, but I know I first saw it in movement, is you're giving us a new concept of motor control. Is stability the same as motor control, or can that mean joint coordination, or can you expand on that?
Yeah, stability is a much more common term, but I've often found that it's misused, and here's how. When I walk into the gym and I see somebody doing crunches, say with backward bend over a Bosu or a stability ball, and I say, hey, what you doing? Oh, I'm doing my core stability. And I, you know, look at the definition of stability, which really is a muscle that adjusts itself to dampen or reduce motion in the presence of motion somewhere else. If I were to say a single leg deadlift is both a stability and strength exercise, here's how it works. When you bend over with your left arm and standing on your right leg and do a single leg deadlift, and you pull that weight off the ground, your hip stability keeps your knee and foot from collapsing inward or going outward, whereas your hip strength pulls you from a flexed hip into an extended hip. So I think the single leg deadlift is a great example of dynamic stability, where one group of muscles is changing the angle of a joint while another group of muscles maintains a joint position in a different plane. So if you look at the single leg deadlift and you want to go a little biomechanical, the frontal plane is getting movement at the hip from the glutes, whereas the sagittal plane is being stabilized by the adductors and abductors. I think what we do is we go ahead and call that motor control, because too many times, like the person doing the crunch work, they assume that strengthening their abdominal wall will give them better motor control. And that's almost like saying squeezing a rubber ball will make you a better piano player. It will strengthen your finger flexors, but it may not give you a more coordinated skill set. And let's make no bones about it. Stability is coordination and timing. It is firing muscles very, very quick to create integrity around a joint, so other groups of muscles can then come on and move that joint in a desired direction. Since we saw people doing concentric exercise and then turning around saying, oh, well, I'm working the stabilizers. Got no problem with that. You are working stabilizers, but what you're doing is working them through movements and not asking them to dampen movement, which is the result of stability. Stability basically takes something that's moving and sort of slows it down or controls it. And that's where the word control comes in motor control. So stability and motor control are the same thing, but I think we have misused the word stability. So we may think we're stabilizing the shoulder girdle by sitting there and pushing our chest out and putting our shoulders back because we're exercising our rhomboids. And we are working the rhomboids, but are we making them more coordinated and responsive to loads on the shoulder? Probably not. So just because you're making a stabilizer muscle tired and working it through repetition, unless you can prove that you've increased its coordination and its motor control, maybe what you did is strengthening instead of stability. What I've tried to do is expand the definition of stability so it just doesn't mean we're exercising a muscle. If you say you stabilized a muscle, prove that it doesn't control motion real good, and then do something and prove that you have better control of motion. And if you can do that, then you've demonstrated that you positively affected motor control. We're doing the same thing we've always done, but now when you say in your head motor control and you're watching yourself just do a bunch of reps, you're saying, am I creating better control, or am I just making a muscle tired hoping it gets better control? I've thrown that out there to raise the bar so we can truly separate strength and stability. So motor control should be synonymous with stability, but just hearing yourself say it and articulate it and maybe write it down in your notes maybe raises the bar on the criterion that you use now to discuss stability.
Makes it broader.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
One real good discussion on motor control is presented by Kyle Kiesel, and I think it's in the second or third chapter of movementbook.com. Just going to movementbook.com and going down through there, there's a great talk by Dr. Kyle Kiesel on pain and motor control, and listening to one or even both those talks really brings it home. It expands the definition of stability far beyond a side plank. And not that a side plank's bad. go enjoy your side planks. But we don't just do an exercise and assume stability occurred because it looked like a stability exercise. Test stability, do something, retest stability. Even if you did the exercise that me or Stu McGill talked about, if you didn't change stability, maybe you left something out. So don't just do stability exercises. Test stability, do something. Retest stability. If you changed it, pat yourself on the back. And if you didn't, keep digging.
That's a great thought. Thanks very much. And let's do this again next week.
You got it. See you.